This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Today on Cam Wex, of course, we have sports on a Sunday morning coming up at 10, and then we have the Cardinals at noon, another spring training game. Right now, we're joined by Tom Ackerman. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, morning, Scott. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I've seen you all over the place recently. Cardinals telecast, Blues telecast. I think you were doing some basketball. Glad to have you back on Cam Wex.
Yeah, it's been some week. My mom pointed out, actually, that I did three different sports in 4 days in four different cities. It actually started with a vacation. I was vacationing last weekend in Cabo with some friends. So we did a guy's trip down there. All of us are turning 50 this year, so we had some fun with that. And then, unfortunately, Alexa Datt fell ill. I got the call on Tuesday morning to do Cardinals for her. Play-by-play, but I already had a scheduled basketball game that night, so I went to Carbondale and did the hoops. That's a little double dip in our business. Don't come around all that often, but it's fun when they do. And then Wednesday, took my daughter to Bloomington to go see the Hoosiers. That was our scheduled daddy-daughter trip to go see IU. They beat Penn State. And then, you know, while we're sitting there having lunch on Thursday, got the call to come back home and do Blues pregame, postgame. Alexa is back and feeling a lot better. Got to do that on Thursday, but she is back at it now. And then, you know, hosted an event last night. I mean, it's just, you know, one of those crazy weeks in our business that you tell people coming into the business. When I talked to the kids at the IU Media School on Wednesday, I said, you always have to be ready. You're going to work, you know, weekends and nights and holidays and be away from your family sometimes. And lo and behold, another thing took place with that Blues telecast. But, you know, it was a week that certainly kept me busy and kept me on my toes.
That's good. That's good. Keep you on your toes. Yeah. Well, let's start with the Blues, though. They've won four in a row. They have the longest winning streak in the Western Conference, and they look, you know, they look like they've maybe are rounding into form at the right time. What's your assessment?
Yeah, they look excellent. I mean, they look like they're playing Jim Montgomery hockey. A hard offensive game is what he wants, and they are very, very forceful with the puck. And I think they're defending very well, but it really starts with how aggressive they play and try to possess the puck as much as possible. And yesterday they got off to a good start after taking out the Washington Capitals 2 days before that, and that was the best team in hockey. I think what you found is a very confident Blues team. And when they beat Washington 5-2 on the road, they looked like the better team in that game. And confidence is an amazing thing. It really is. And last night when they hosted the LA Kings, I think they knew they were the better team. And Jordan Binnington, who didn't play in that Caps game, Joel Hofer did, he got to rest. And I thought that was really important. You know, Binnington, you want to play the hot hand, but let's remember that he played in the Four Nations faceoff, was the hottest goaltender on the planet during that time. And I think it's also a time where he had seen a lot of action. And it was smart of them to rest him in that game against the Caps. Hofer is very capable, and he got the job done, but the whole team got the job done and made it more comfortable, I think, for Hofer to see the puck and let him do his thing. And then Binnington comes out, makes 25 saves last night. The Blues, after giving up an early power play goal, you can't fault them for giving up a power play goal. They take a penalty right away. 3:43 into the game, there's a goal. That's unfortunate, but it wasn't 5-on-5. It wasn't shorthanded. It was a power play goal. They don't hang their heads. They come roaring back. You know, Colton Parayko is having an outstanding season. He scores his 15th of the year. Kyrou and Holloway on the assist. And then Pavel Buchnevich scores just before the end of the period from Thomas and Neighbors. Thomas is just on fire right now. He's on a 9-game assist streak. That's like, you know, territory that only Pierre Turgeon, Doug Gilmore, perhaps one, Craig Janney, the only Blues who have had that kind of a streak in the team's history. And then Bolduc, who's really been good, scores in the second period to make it 3-1, and the Blues just finish it off from there in the third period on the Holloway goal. And all along, they just play good, solid physical hockey, even to the end where Kyrou was scrapping and standing up for himself. And, you know, it's just a team, and Kyrou got a roughing penalty too, but who cares? I mean, you want them to play physical, play tough, protect each other, defend each other. And now here they are. They're a point out of a playoff spot, Scott. I mean, yeah, they're a point out right now. They'll play at Dallas today. So tough turnaround, big challenge for them after a physical game last night to go down to Dallas immediately and play a game today at 5. But that's how it is in the NHL. Here down the stretch, you got to play a lot of games in a very tight window.
But the things you're talking about, the qualities that they seem to have or are developing, the physicality and the goaltending, obviously, are keys when you get into the playoffs. So if this team does make the playoffs, you think they're actually a serious threat?
I think they can be initially, and if they could get by that first round, who knows? But, you know, the Blues, I don't see a team that kind of took off towards the end of 2019 where they won the cup, but I see a team that could be a problem, especially if Binnington is hot. You know, if you go into the playoffs with a hot goaltender, and Binnington is as recognizable a name now as anyone in the NHL, if he's playing well, who knows? I mean, you know, he's bailed you out of so many games this year. If you're playing well in front of him, you could steal a series, but everybody's going to have to play great, and they're going to have to stay healthy. But the biggest thing the Blues have done here, again, is play a hard offensive game, and it started with their defensemen. Their defensemen have been involved in goals in basically the last month. I mean, they've really played well. Now, here's the other thing. They've only played one road game in the last month, and that was this Washington game. So now they're going to go on the road and play what, starting today, will be a difficult stretch. I mean, they're not going to be back home until March 16th. They'll play at Dallas, at L.A., at Anaheim, again at L.A. They're going to spend like 6 days in Southern California after this game today. And then they go to Pittsburgh and Minnesota, and then they come home. So it's a challenge. I mean, they're going to have to go on the road for 6 straight games, and we're probably going to know after that whether they're in this or not. And on top of that, you know, trade deadline time. So that is you know, an important thing too. I mean, it is upon us. So, you know, what do they do there? Do they stand pat? Do they do anything? It's hard to tell sometimes with Doug Armstrong. He keeps it close to the vest.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby
and Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, the Cardinals are a few games into the spring training schedule. Any takeaways personally from what you've seen?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think so far, to me, the home run for Wilson Contreras yesterday that went 453 feet, he crushed it, 114 off the bat, was a big one. And I thought the home run from Nolan Arenado earlier this week was a big one, just to get him going. He had worked really hard to get his timing down, and it came through when he finally crushed a fastball over the wall. But it was the next hit from him that I thought was significant. It was the double. You know, we talk a lot about exit velocity off the bat, and numbers are really important here for players to understand where they are in terms of it making hard contact. And Arenado said this to reporters after the game. It went 108 off his bat, that double. And he said, I have not hit a ball at that number in a year. I mean, what? Not in a year. Now, I watched him last year, and we saw he had a slow bat, and we saw that the ball wasn't coming off the bat as well. But if he comes out and hits a ball the hardest he's hit in a year, it tells him that his training worked, maybe, you know, getting a little bit lighter. He feels like he's a little more, I don't know, flexible. Maybe he's generated a little more bat speed, whatever the case may be. But he has now a faster bat than he did last year. At least right now he does. So how does he maintain that? The reason I bring those two up is I think the Cardinals are actually going to be better than people think. And I know that we all are talking about this reset and how they're trying to grow younger players and try to create pathways for younger players. But the Cardinals also think they can be good at the same time. Now, that's a weird spot to be in and very unusual that you're trying to build this youth movement and be good at the same time. But it's because they couldn't trade Arenado. And because Sonny Gray decided to come back and also Wilson Contreras wanted to come back, they are now thinking, well, maybe we give this another run this year. Everything has to go right. We need Walker and Gorman and Nootbaar and some of these guys to really be good. But if Contreras and Arenado are back to their all-star form, who knows? It'll be down, as it always is, to the bullpen being great again and the rotation holding up. But the Cardinals, could they compete in the NL Central? I mean, there's no team in the NL Central to me that's going to run away with it. I mean, the Brewers and the Cubs will be good. I think the Reds are interesting. But the Cardinals could be in the mix for a while, which makes for a fascinating season for their fans, I think. And I know that a lot of people were down on them. But if you really take a hard look at this thing in April, if they come out of April with a winning record and not none of these 10 and 20 season starts that we've seen recently, if they come out 20 and 10, you know, I think some people might be on board with them.
All right. Well, how about just quickly college basketball? We're getting close to the tournaments. So what is your assessment about some of the area teams, SLU, Mizzou?
Yeah, disappointing for Mizzou last night or yesterday losing at Vanderbilt because, you know, they let Vandy hit a three at the end, and you probably want to foul there. But anyway, they lose the game in overtime. It's going to happen in the SEC. SEC is the toughest conference in basketball. Mizzou's done a really nice job this year navigating their way through it. They're going to be in the tournament. Now it's really all about where you're seated in the SEC tournament. And then if you can get a couple of games under your belt, you're going to have a better seating in the NCAA tournament. But they're going to get in to March and should be a dangerous out in the tournament, I think, when they play really well. SLU is very interesting because they're starting to turn it on. I mean, what they did yesterday is exactly what they hoped to be. They dropped 98 points on Loyola, a team that they're now tied with in the A-10 for third place. If they're in the top four, they're going to get a double bye in the A-10 tournament. I'm not sure that anybody's going to want to play them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they've beaten some of the better teams in the league, including the top team, VCU. And can they win the A-10 tournament? Absolutely. I mean, if they play like they did last night against Loyola, they are going to win the A-10 tournament if they play like that. But they're going to need Avila and Jimerson to lead the way and Swope lead the way offensively. But a very, very good team. Illinois is going to have a tough one today at Michigan. I think Illinois, you know, if they lose this, they're going to be 18-12. It's not the end of the world. They should be fine. But, you know, they want to finish on a higher note than that. And then some other things to look at. SIUE is a double bye in the OVC tournament. They've won 20 games for the first time in Division I. That is a significant development for the folks in Edwardsville and a very good basketball program.
Tom Ackerman, Sports on a Sunday Morning, coming up at 10. Thanks for your time.
Buddy, we got a great show. Can't wait for it. Thank you.